Hi.
Hi, Ryan. I'm so sorry about this whole mix-up. I really do apologize. I know your son's trying to get going. My supervisor gave me three numbers, and two of them are closing very soon, so you should start with them. There's three numbers in Memphis.
Yep. What are they?
Okay, the first one I have is 901-271-5805. The second one is 901-332.
2222.
That's the one you
Yeah.
have. Okay, and the third one doesn't close
Nine.
to 12 a.m. is 901-398-8888.
Okay, I've tried all of those. Every single one of them, no one answers, and it goes straight to customer service.
No one answers. Wow.
No one answers. So this is what I'm gonna do, and I need you to put this in his file.
Okay.
He prepaid on this 3 days from Canada, where he picked it up in Canada, Montreal, to take it to Texas. He had to prepay. It cost like $500 with the Canadian taxes.
Okay.
He's had the car for one day, 1.5 days, I guess. So, one, and unfortunately, he got, and he did get accident insurance on it, and it got in and it hydroplaned in the water, and so it's not drivable, and he returned it to the lot that they told him to take it to.
Okay.
So, he's done that. We'd like to get a refund from budget for the amount that's owed back because he didn't use it any further. And he's just going to rent from Avis now and get a car from them because all those numbers you just gave me, I have those numbers already written down. And they say, okay, if you know an extension, I even got the extension for that 901-332-2222. Jordan, they gave me the extension. The manager said, yeah, my extension's 1403. I called an hour and a half, it's 6:57. I called at 4:50. She said, oh yeah, we'll be here for a couple more hours. Never answered. I sat on hold for 20 minutes with one of my phones and then called the number again saying I needed help. It went to customer service in Utah. Then Utah said, I'm sorry, you just got to call that number and get a hold of them there. I said, no one's there. So, then within the last, what, hour, you and I have been working on this, and nothing, none of those numbers work, not one of them. And the another one, 901-346-2404, was given to me, 901-346-2404, and it hangs up on you. And then when I called it again, it said busy. I called it again. It said busy. I called again. I went through. And then when you talk, you hear yourself coming back. It doesn't even work. So it was another wrong number. So what I am saying is, if somehow you can find out how we can get a he my we can get a refund. My name is Mark. My son's name is Ryan.
Okay, and I've been
Who that's
calling you
okay.
Ryan.
My son's name is Ryan, who's the contractor, and Ryan Hartman, that you've got the information. So we just want to get a refund, and we want to make sure you've got all this information.
I did. I put it on the notes. I said he prepaid for 3 days, $500. He's had the car for one day, and so now he wants a refund because he's already called all these numbers and there's no answer.
Right.
And so let me
And we returned the car to the lot that they said at 3593 Airway Boulevard, and that's where we sent they we were told by y'all to take the car to. So that's what we're doing.
Okay. Now my supervisor has given me the main number for budget. I don't know if you have it, Mark. It's 800-214-6094. Do you have that number?
800 what?
214-6094.
Okay. What will that do for me though?
You can let them know what's going on. It, you know, explain to them that, you know, your son's at the airport and he's trying to get
No,
another car.
he's already getting another car. I don't want to deal with that anymore. I just want to get a refund now.
Okay. Well, I did put it in the notes, and I did explain to my supervisor that you're done.
So what do I do? How do we get the refund, would you guess?
Okay. What I would do when everything is calm, I want you to call that number that I just said to budget and tell them exactly what happened and tell them that you want to talk to the person that will take care of the refund for you.
Okay. Is your name going to be in the notes, or how do I have them get a hold of you or anything if this comes up?
Tell them if they have a question to call Nation Safe Drivers.
And is there any person they talk to there? Or?
Well, we have so many supervisors. Just ask them to send them to vendor support.
There's no case number or anything on this?
I don't have a case number, but I will give you what we use is a dispatch call ID number, and let me give you that.
Okay.
The dispatch for the original car that was picked up and taken to its destination is 773-7490.
And if they pull that up, they'll see all the notes?
They'll see the notes. They will see that, or they will call us and ask what's going on.
All right. Well, you have a nice night. And
Mark, I am so sorry. I wish I could have done something different for you.
God works it all out, so it's all good. Just pray my son will get home in one piece.
Yes, and he will. He will, Mark.
I know. Well, okay. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome, Mark. And thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. I'm sorry I couldn't be of more help to you.
Well, you did everything you could.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.